And now listen to the recording. As little as 10 years ago, you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who had much to say about the subject of genetically modified food. You would have similar trouble in getting a yes or a no from someone if you asked them if it was a good thing or not. Nowadays, it seems that everyone has an opinion and everyone has been convinced that GM food is bad for the world. It is fair to say that the subject is surrounded by many myths and misconceptions. GM food is quite often characterized as food from the supermarket, which has additives and E numbers as an essential ingredient. Genetically modified fruit and vegetables are redder, greener, and rounder than normal. Added to this is the notion that such food is tasteless. GM food and products using it as an ingredient are often seen as polluting our bodies in such a way that in one or two generations, we will all resemble Frankenstein's monster, and our DNA and genes will have become corrupted irreversibly. Countermyths would have us believe that GM food is healthier, that it contains enhanced vitamins and medicinal properties, that it can be grown anywhere in the world in one form or another, that it solves famine problems, that it addresses our demands as consumers for the exotic, that it can resist any climatic extremes or pests which come its way. There may be an element of truth to such arguments and counter-arguments, but they represent caricatures of the truth rather than portraits of it. Where then does the truth behind the whole thorny GM problem lie? Should we not be embracing GM food as the answer to food supply problems, both nationally and worldwide? Chemists and scientists have put in many years of work to produce the GM seeds that are on the market now. Such work doesn't come cheap. This means that biotechnology companies who have invested a lot of money in these projects are now looking to recoup it, and also to make a sizable profit from their products. How is this achieved? This, in a nutshell, is one of the major problems. The best way to make money is to secure a market. If the companies can make the use of their seeds widespread, then they will be happy. If they can monopolize a market and kill off alternatives to their products, they will be ecstatic. In this area, as in any modern business, the model is simple enough. Make the product attractive to the consumer, in this case the farmer. This can be done by ensuring its added value is obvious to the farmer and that it retails at a price he finds attractive. Then through the twin processes of strangling the competition and introducing binding agreements, the farmers can be snared so that their alternatives are reduced. Prices can then be raised and vast profits made. In the end, we rely on our governments and those who have the power of introducing controlling legislation to both inform and protect us. Unfortunately, now the suspicion is that they are neglecting their duty.